set up our computer and our partner, and I kind of just come up with some combos and different things, and I push the record button, and I put it all together, and we upload it to YouTube, and Lynn sends out those links to the family. And so their kids can take those classes whenever they feel like.
What is that like for you, though, as a dancer? So much about dancing is literally physically touching other people. And now all of a sudden, you're having to do these things virtually.
I actually live with Marie Coons and Cody Miley. They are also my roommates, and they also dance with DK. We have been working on just random projects and stuff. And so that's helped me stay sane during these times, because I have two other people to rely on and support me through this crazy time.
I know that even in the past, when DK was in between seasons, you still had to keep yourself fit. Is it that same kind of feeling now, or is there something different about it because there is this unknown as to when the next season might be?
A little bit. I think there's a lot of more motivation to do some stuff because, like, we don't know when we're going to go back, and you want to go back ready to go. And I know David expects that of us, to come back and be ready to just blow it out of the gate. So it's definitely one of those things where we are constantly pushing ourselves to work hard, but he also encourages us to, like, take those days that you need for yourself just to give yourself a mental break during these times, because I know it can be overwhelming for everybody. And so he's really, truly helped us find that balance between, yes, we have to work, but also it's okay to take the time to find yourself and to, like, remember you are a person as well, and you have emotions that you need to work through. So that's been lovely to have from him.
And that's David Hochoy, your artistic director for DK.
Yes, ma'am.
As we talk about reopening the arts organizations and performances once again, there's a lot of discussion and concern about how to do that and make it safe for the performers. Because social distancing and wearing masks is important for everyone. How do you feel about that? What do you think about when you think about going back on stage?
It's kind of scary. I mean, of course, like, we all want to return to the stage. Like, there's no doubt about that. But I think we all want to do it safely, not only for ourselves, but for the audience members as well that come to watch us. So I think making sure that we're all healthy first in our small dance companies, and then going from there and taking the next step to ensure that everybody can return safely.
DK truly is a family for all of you performers. As you mentioned, your roommates are two of the other performers in the troupe. But how has it been not being around with your other family members, so to speak, during all of this?
It is weird, but I'm so thankful that we kind of live in this age of technology. So it's so easy to get on FaceTime and call each other if we need something or we just need to talk. David also has really been pushing. We always have a meeting on Friday, every Friday at 3, where we, like, all get on to the Zoom call meeting, and we just all sit down and just have talk through our week. And, like, see how each other is doing, just to, like, have that love and support keep flowing. Even though we can't physically hug or, like, give our love to each other, we can send it through the camera, and that's been nice to just be able to see everybody's faces and to be there for one another.
Thank you, Manny, so much for sharing, and I can't wait to see you back on stage again.
Thank you.